This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Aboim. Good to see everybody back. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Yomi. We're up to Siman Yod Aleph. I believe we're up to Sif Dalet. Siman Yod Aleph, Sif Dalet. Oirech Hachutim Hashmoina. The length of the eight strings. Ein Pachos Me'arba Gudalim. Are not less than four thumbs. Now, what does that mean, the eight strings? You take four strings and you put it into the hole. And then when you double it over, it becomes eight strings. So when they're coming out of the hole, from the hole, the length of each of these four strings that now become eight, of each of the eight strings are not less than four thumbs. Now, how big? Some people have very big thumbs. Some people have little thumbs. We have to see how to measure that. Some say, Shneim asar gudalim, 12 thumbs. V'chein noyagin, that is the minog. Ulamala ein lohem shur. They could be as long as you want. You want it to be so long that it extends to your friend in Los Angeles, not a problem. They could be, there's no shir how long they could be. I think in the Gemara, In Gittin, by the Gemara of the Churban, there was an individual by the name of Ben Tzitzis HaKeses. He had very long tzitzis. So there's no shir lamala. Haga v'masa asoy oirach yois midai yachal katzroi ve'in b'zem misham tasa lemnas. Let's say it's really long and it's dragging. You can't even move. The guy's mamish, he's carrying tzitzis. The tzitzis weigh 10 tons. That's how long they are. So that he can't move. So now you think if you cut them down, cut them down to size, it's going to be tasav leimina asa. No, it's not, there's no psul in length. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Me'arba gudalim. U'medidas ha'gudal b'chal makom hu shel adam beinoni. An average person. An average size thumb. Now, what's an average size? You really have to take a pull. You would have to take an extensive pull. You know, everybody stick out your thumb. We're going to measure everyone's thumb. You know, I don't know if we can measure it on the Zoom screen. You know, I don't know if it gives an accurate. Everybody write down. I want you to measure your thumb. Maybe we should do that. We have a minion. Everyone, write. I don't have the. I don't have a ruler on me. But everyone, measure your thumb. Maybe the homework for tomorrow. Everyone, measure your thumb. We'll see what the median thumb width. When might did an oisei beperikol elyon b'makom harachav emsai. You measure it by the top joint. On the place where it's wide in the middle. So in other words, which part of the thumb? Presumably it means the top joint. Perika elyon, the top section where it's the widest part. Now it doesn't get, at least in my thumb, doesn't get too much narrower on the top. But the place that you measure it is in the widest point. It's seven barleys. That's why Yidden are makbid to eat cholent. Because when you eat cholent, you get at least seven barleys in a bowl. And this way you could always have in mind the shear of the width of a goydel. Okay, so if that didn't help, right? In other words, if you're not sure what a thumb is, seven barleys. Vein ba'oirach, shtei sa'oirois b'ravach. There's seven barleys put together tightly. In length, there are two barleys spaced. Seven barleys, one on side of the other, is in lengthwise two barleys. In Berevach. Okay. How much is that in exact measurement? I don't have my dear Shami. So it's either seven barleys, one alongside the other, or two in the lengthwise. V'chenoy again to do 12 thumbs. Now our strings are much, much, much longer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Our strings are longer. Not much, much, much longer, but our strings are longer. Says the Mishmar b'chein pasuk alavush v'imkin lo yafa oisin hamoichin shemitzamsim min asarkan. The tzitzis salesmen, they're not doing right that they give you a very limited length of string. If you don't have 12 thumbs worth, it's going to be a brach v'atala, or it's close to it. Ki after min atara dai b'choshu, even though Dirsha says 2.4 centimeters. Chazoinish. Yeah, we need Ramosha. They have Ramosha? Or Rav Chaim Noah. Kiaf min atar dai b'chosh, even though midar raisa, it's enough a little bit. Midrabanon b'inon shiyash shneim asar gudalim achar hakshira. Rabbinically, you need 12 gudal after the knot. Mulavad mashen munachal kerna begen. Besides the corner. And besides the knot, you need 12. V'yesh la'asir malakach, says the Prima Gadim, v'ayim b'ber halakha. So I'm going to measure quickly if I have 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I definitely have 12. I don't have that much more than 12. At least my tzitzis, my talus is probably longer. I probably didn't even, I probably have about 14. That's my guess, unless my thumb size is not representative. But midrabanan, you need 12 after the knot. Now here's the question. Do you need 12 after the keshar gaido, the first knot? Or do we count the wrappings and the knot? That the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say. Because there's a lot of material in all the wrappings and all the windings. So Mishnah Berurah doesn't say, he says you start counting the 12 after the knot. Okay. Chaf Aleph. Siv Katan Chaf Aleph. Shiur Veri Haya Noye Glasses Orach Yoiser. Kideshim Yipasik Taz Gamkin Yishar Baikashir. The Ri, who's the Ri over here? I knew this would happen. I don't think I ever saw in my life the Mishnah Berurah quote the Ri. But because we just came back from the Ri's Kever, the Ri Hazokain was makbid to, I mean, you tell me, I'm not making this up. I don't think I ever, only in Hilchos Yom Kippur. And even there, we know the Ri kept 2 days Yom Kippur. But somebody do a search if the Mishnah Berurah ever quoted the Ri. Anyway, the Ri made it much longer. Now, my tzitzis comes with mamish every possible hechsher, saying, I have a badatz edah charedes, but it's not that much more than 12 thumbs unless we could count from the first knot. Then it would be a lot more than 12 thumbs. Okay. Siv katan weiter in the mechaber. Echad me'achutim yoyser arach. One of the strings should be longer. Kedei sheyichruch by hagadol, so that you could wrap the tassel. Says the Rama hagadol. Haynu hecholok me'atzitzis. No, I don't think this is the Rama, but hagadol haynu hecholok me'atzitzis sheno arach. The gadol is the smooth part of the tzitzis that's not woven. So in other words, you need a longer one to wrap around the part of the tzitzis that's going straight down. Hagav v'shir ha'nizgar yiyah b'tzitzis la'achar shenikshar. This shir needs to be in the tzitzis after it's knotted. Melvad ma'shemunach al karna beged. Besides what's put on the corner of the beged. Says Mishnah Berurah, sivkatan chav beis. It should be much longer. Yeah. V'yim echad eino arach kol kach lichrach b'yakol. Let's say you don't have one that's much, much longer to be able to do all the wrappings. In other words, if let's say they're basically all equal length, so you're not going to be able to do all the windings with one because then in the end, that one is going to be less than 12 goydel. So what you could do is you could alternate which one you do the wrapping. But you know, you first do 7, then you do 8, and then you do 11, then you do 13. So maybe the 7 you'll do with one string, and the 8 you'll do with another, and the 11 with another. Uksas krichos micharasheni, and some with the other, another string. Kibiz man atchilas, hoy oisin ksas krichos micharasheni, ksas mi 11. You say, how could you do that? Well, back in the day, they would do that because when they had tchila, some of them they would wrap with blue wool and some of them they would wrap with the white. The tzorach liroi sheyishtayro b'chalachut in arkan shnei masur gedolim achar hakricha v'hakshira k'mon shekos rama. You need to remain in all the strings 12 gudalim after the kricha and the kshira, like the Rama says, v'afilu zeh hachud ha'arach. Even this long one, which started off being really long, after you do all the windings, that one also needs to have 12 gudal. You want to make sure that that one also has 12. Okay, let's finish the Mishnah Berurah on this sif, and then we'll see some of the Bir Halachas tomorrow. But the fourth Bir Halacha says that b'di'eved, you don't have to be machmer that the long string should be so long if after the first windings and tying it has 12 thumbs. I mean, that was the question we discussed. In other words, at what point does it have to have 12 thumbs? After all the windings in the knot or after the first one? So the Bir Halacha says, at least regarding the long string, which has to be really long, if it's 12 after the first set of windings and the knot, if it has 12 thumbs after that, it's okay. That definitely implies that the requirement of 12 thumbs is after all the windings and all the knots, because it's a special kula by the really long one, which is so long. Okay, we'll let it go if it's 12 after the first winding. Okay. Now, let us see Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Chav Gimel. Hagadil, Karoi, Gidil, Al Shem Ha'asid, Shenas Gidil Achashen Karalav. It's called Gidil because it will eventually be a tassel. V'zav Shkosurma Acher Kach Hainu HaChalak. Okay, the Anayusi, I'm going to tell you that I don't think I was clear who's talking in the words Hagadil Hainu Hachalik Metzis Sheino Arug. Is it the printer talking? Is it the Mechaber talking? Is it the Rama talking? Because at first I thought it was the Rama, but then the Rama begins Haga. So I thought maybe it's not the Rama. But here the Mishnah Berurah is saying something that probably we should try to remember. And that is, this is the Rama talking. Even though it doesn't say Haga, Haga is when the Rama is qualifying, arguing, disagreeing. But here he's like a Rashi, Hagadil, he's defining what is the Gadil. I mean, that's at least the way the Mishnah Berurah is reading it. At first, it's smooth without any windings. This is the Yad Ephraim. I'm sure everybody knew that, but I was not Barer, who me Amar the words. Hagadil Hainu Achalik Metzis Sheino, because you have that a lot. You have that very often. I don't think I saw Barer that is the Rama talking. Okay. Sivkatan Chavdalet Hagav Vishir Anisgar Yeh Betzitzis after a turn. Umishum HaKashira Sha'oysa Megdil Meskatzer. And because of the knots that you make in the Gadil, it gets shortened. Ubay Ezba Yisir, you need an additional Ezba. Dainu Shloisha Gadolim Mulvad Ma Shemuna Chala Begen. People are lenient for Roy Limchas Biadam. Now, I don't understand something. The knot only shortens it one thumb? You're making five knots. Isn't that more than one thumb? Is he talking about the final knot? In other words, what does the Mishnah Berurah mean that because of the knot that you make in the gadil, it shortens and you need another finger. Now you're making five knots and you're making 7, 8, 11, and 13 windings. That's going to be a lot more than one thumb. I would say that's going to be 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 thumbs worth. So l'chara, the Mishnah Berurah means the final knot, the final double knot. Unless he means all the knots without the windings. I would assume he means the final knot. Because if you're including all the knots, I think it has to be a lot more than 13 thumbs worth, because all the knots together will be wider than l'chaira, one thumb. But that's the bottom line, that your string should be, all eight strings should be 12 thumbs wide. Okay, great to see everybody. And we'll maybe try to see some of the bir halachas tomorrow. Have a great day. Bracha v'hatzlacha. 1 second.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.